SBS Radio.
Despite heavy rain, protesters were defiant. With umbrellas in hand, tens of thousands marched from Victoria Park to central Hong Kong. Many covered their faces with masks and paper bags, despite a new government ban making facial coverings at public rallies illegal. 23-year-old Samuel was one person to take part in the protest.
Carrie Lam is trying to use the ban to keep us from coming out. I want to tell her that this is counterproductive. She's just targeting the symptoms, but not the root causes. She's suppressing our rights to express ourselves. This will only push us further.
While the demonstration began peacefully, by mid-afternoon, police had fired tear gas at people passing police headquarters. Authorities tried to disperse the crowd by announcing on a loudspeaker the gathering was illegal and held a banner reading, "Disperse or we fire." For 49-year-old Martin Wong, the escalating tension in his home city compelled him to take to the streets.
Even when students were getting injured, Carrie Lam doesn't care to console them like a parent. I'm moved by all these students who came out to speak out against the government. But then now, she came out with this mask ban under the emergency ordinance. She's simply walking all over us.
Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam invoked emergency powers for the first time in more than 50 years to order the mask ban. It carries a penalty of up to a year in jail and a fine. Pro-China politician Chu Chai-kyung says the ban will help curb unrest.
If they wear masks, they can avoid being captured. I think as the government enacts a regulation from this aspect, they will not be able to evade responsibility for breaking the law. If not, the situation in Hong Kong, especially the economy in the city, will get worse.
Britain's last governor of Hong Kong, Chris Patten, has criticised the ban. Mr. Patten, who oversaw the 1997 handover of the territory from British to Chinese rule, says dialogue is needed.
The way forward is to engage with the demonstrators, particularly the peaceful demonstrators, and I hope the peaceful demonstrators, well, as I'm sure is happening to some extent, make it clear that they don't think that anybody should engage in violence, whatever the strength of the arguments that they have.
Pro-democracy politicians have attempted to suspend the controversial mask ban, but Hong Kong's High Court rejected their bid. Politician Dennis Kwok says the court has agreed to hear another challenge by the end of the month.
I think the High Court sees the importance of this case, and that is why they have taken the rare move in allowing this case to go forward within the shortest period of time. I personally have never seen this happen before.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.